At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101? You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It has begun. It is time, sadly, probably my least favorite day of the year, the next 24 hours, where, you know, every single team has to get their roster cuts done to get from 91 with the International Pathway Program down to 53. And so the Niners, the roster cuts have already started. Two players have been cut, Matt Breida, according to Jeremy Fowler, and wide receiver Jontre Kirkland, according to Aaron Wilson. Now, you know, they're going to slowly come out, and there's different ways this come out. Let me just bracket this entire conversation by saying this. One, the 49ers are the last to put out any type of roster moves. Shanahan has it in his, you know, his mind. We get an advantage the longer we hold on to guys. So some of the guys that we don't believe are going to be a part of our team or practice squad, we're going to let those guys go early. Matt Breida, Jontre Kirkland. Tomorrow, the deadline is 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday, depending on when you're listening to this. That's where everybody has to be down. Now, the past 2 years, the 49ers didn't even have all of their cuts announced before the deadline. They submit them to the NFL, but Shanahan doesn't tell anybody. So the only information that we get now comes from players, players' agents, and agents leaking that out to the public. It's quite possible that other agent that other players have been cut already. It's just it comes out slow. It's a slow trickle. Other teams have already announced almost all their roster cuts. And so it's just, how do you want to handle, you know, going about this? And, you know, the quote yesterday, which I don't know why the 49ers never put out the press conference, but the 49ers going to 49ers. Here's the quote from Shanahan. Quote, everyone tries to figure it out and is wanting to know who you're keeping, who they can get, if they're going to be cut, who they should trade for. But there's a lot of talk. Nothing comes real until most likely Monday or sometimes the morning of Tuesday. So, end quote. That's where we're at. Mayoko put that out there. But again, yesterday's press conference, it's almost non-existent on the web, but that's okay. I don't want to cut it from somebody else or whatever. But and that's Shanahan's mindset. It's, look, let's keep it all close to the chest. Let's see what we can do because the 49ers need help. There's issues on this roster, even after the 53-man, whatever that is, comes about. Now, we did our show yesterday with our 53-man projections. We did our Zoom hangout last night at the 49ersrush.com, which was awesome. We went like almost 2 hours just because we were arguing over which players and how this is going to turn out, who you can get back, who are the gentlemen's agreements with, all those, who's the practice squad guys. A lot goes into this. So I want to get to everybody's questions, comments. I've got a lot of stuff here to talk about, even some new rules with the NFLPA vetoing one of the roster rules that was going to start this year. It's not. The players union said, nope. We'll talk to my Uke. We're going to talk to some Trent. And, of course, constantly just updating the Twitter feed and all those things with, you know, new news of players getting cut, released, waived, traded, all those things. I want to say thank you, all the hashtag CCers. Josh, my man, first one in here, Rick Torres, Sean, and Alejandro. Appreciate you guys. What's up, Miguel? Alan, he says, I'll come back. John Chapman and E2. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Everybody comes back from the Super Bowl hangover, loss, disappointment, whatever you want to call it. We all have a different time. And Alan, I'm glad you're back, man. Appreciate you. Rick says, let's go. Exciting. But sucks for the players that are losing their job. It does. It really, really does. You know, you got it. You're at 91. You cut down to 53. Then you get 16 practice squad guys back. I think it's like, I put this out. I did the numbers. I think it's like 660 players across the NFL are all losing their jobs. Did I get that right? Man, I'm scrolling through these numbers. I'm not going to be able to find it probably. That's okay. But yeah, it's a ridiculous number of humans whose dreams are going to die. And so hopefully we can treat that with respect, appreciate what's gone out there. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, like players I coached in high school got cut today already. And it's like, man, probably going to be the last time they ever play in the NFL. And it's just like, one of them was 1 year away from a vested NFL retirement, didn't get it. And it's the reality of the situation. It just hurts. It just hurts. What's up, Alex? Yeah, my morning's good. It's funny. I don't know how deep I want to go into this. My stupid dog woke me up. It had terrible gas. Yeah, the dog sleeps in the bed. Yeah, dog belongs in the bed more than I do. My wife would kick me out first. But stupid dog woke me up, which I love the dog. Woke me up a little before 4 o'clock. And I just couldn't go to bed and go back to sleep. So I was like, screw it. Let's wake up. Let's get some work done. Did some video breakdowns, did some, you know, 90-man roster countdown videos and all that stuff. So it's been a great morning, been a very productive morning, but it's at 10 o'clock. And it's like, man, I'm going to be crashing early tonight. I already know it. But here's one of the things, spoiler alert. I did the Brandon Ayuk roster countdown video. He came in number 7 on our list. It's going to air tomorrow. And, you know, the whole time I'm just like, man, do I record this now, a day before it goes out, or do I wait for some type of Brandon Ayuk news? Excuse me, I had to clear my throat there real quick. And I'm just like, you know what, man? I'm tired of waiting. I'm just so tired. And I know you guys are tired of waiting. It's so frustrating. I was like, you know, I'm just going to record it. And as soon as I recorded it, and I put a lot of energy and emotion and effort into the show and writing the show and recording the show and trying to do justice to the situation that's happened with Brandon Ayuk. And the whole time in the back of my head, I'm like, the deal's going to get announced, or the trade's going to get announced before this show even goes live. And that's just, you're welcome. That's what I want to say. I feel like that's what they were waiting on. And now they know. So obviously I don't play that big of a role, but that's just how I feel. And so it's like, man, you know, work hard, 4 o'clock in the morning. And sure enough, this episode's not even going to air for anybody, which I would be happy for, to be honest with you. If that meant Brandon Ayuk stays, I'll take it. So you're welcome. Just saying. Hey, I did that for all of you. What's up, Dave? How you doing, brother? Yeah, Josh right here. Haven't seen Ronnie Bell's name yet. I'm not too happy. Only two guys down. And it's rough. And shoot, just to put it into perspective, Schefter just tweeted, Titans linebacker Chase Campbell tore his ACL today and is out for the year. Per head coach Brian Callahan. Yeah, that sucks, man. That absolutely sucks. Obviously, somebody that was probably going to be on their roster, and now he's done. I guess maybe if there is silver lining, they haven't announced their cuts yet. The Titans, they could keep somebody else perhaps, but yeah, that's hate to see that, man. Ronnie just jumped in. Will the team bring Breida back from the practice squad? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they want Cody Schrader back. Now, if Cody Schrader goes, here's my own personal opinion. Cody Schrader would be ideal. Then I think they like Patrick Taylor Jr. He had a great camp before he got injured. He had a good solid 2 weeks, got injured, came back for the last preseason game, looked good. Brings a lot more on special teams, other things. So I think the pecking order would go Cody Schrader, Patrick Taylor Jr., then Matt Breida. Personally, I know we love Matt Breida. I was one of the few that was like, ooh, this dude's making the roster back, undrafted free agent at Georgia Southern. I got a little bias with him, but that's okay. So I love Breida. I just fumbled in that, you know, training camp in one of the preseason games. I doubt he comes back unless there's some severe injuries to a lot of guys, but perhaps I could be wrong. Keyshawn Vaughn, I would put behind Breida, but not by much. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs, guy. Yeah, it stinks. It's always bad whenever we lose somebody, but I think Breida might be. I mean, he was out there on the streets, and I hope he gets signed somewhere. He showed he still got the burst, he still got some speed, but yeah. Anyway, right here, Lee. Yeah, this is a change I can't believe took place the day of roster cuts. Did they change the quarterback call-up rule now 3 on the 53? Yes. So here's what it was last year, okay? And this is what the rule is going to revert back to. This is the rule for this year. This was the rule for last year. They tried to change it. Didn't happen. If you have 3 quarterbacks on your 53-man roster, you can name one of them an emergency quarterback. Now, what does that do? It doesn't count against one of the 47 that plays game day. Because right today or tomorrow is International 53-man roster day. You have 53 players on your roster, 16 on your practice squad. But whenever you make your game days, you have 6 inactives. Every single game, 6, right? So I think it's 7. My math's off a little bit. But what you could do is designate one of those 7 to be your third emergency quarterback. So essentially, you could address an extra player every single game day. From the 47, it's really 48, right? That's the idea. But the problem, the caveat was this. Your third string quarterback or emergency quarterback has to be on your 53-man roster, not practice squad, and can only play in a game if both the quarterbacks ahead of them are injured or suspended. Now, this hasn't happened yet in the NFL, but this is a Kyle Shanahan rule. This is a Brock Purdy rule from the NFC Championship game against the Eagles a couple years ago. And so that was the rule last year. Now we're back to that. The NFL proposed, hey, allow us to promote a practice squad quarterback into that third emergency quarterback window that doesn't count against that 47. The NFL Players Union said, nope, this is a form of stashing players, which will result in less pay for our players. Therefore, we don't like it. They vetoed that rule. And so now it reversed back. So back to the way things were last year, which means, here's the Niners translation, 49ers to keep it three quarterbacks. I told you guys yesterday, whenever I'm looking at these roster projections and people are saying, oh, we're only going to keep two, I kind of stop looking at what they say for the rest of the roster. It's kind of a litmus test to how the 49ers do things. Now, I could be way wrong. I've been wrong before, but I don't think I'm wrong on this one. And now this rule means even more so that the 49ers will be keeping three quarterbacks. I think the only way they keep two is if they're going to claim one or trade for one. But I don't see that being the case because of just how much they're trying to look for bargain quarterbacks. They're not paying much. We have the lowest paid quarterback room in the NFL. So Lee, appreciate that. And yeah, that's kind of the situation. So the rule reverts back to what it was, but it's what it is. Other released players, veteran wide receiver Sterling Shepard was just released by the Bucks. He was a fun player, OU, with the Giants for a long time. Just got to keep track, you know, of all these players across. I'm looking for defensive ends. Offensive tackles never get released. There's not very many good ones. I wish we could get an offensive tackle. It just doesn't happen. I'm looking for defensive ends. Yeah, that's, I'm just telling you what I want. Maybe tight ends, but mostly defensive ends, what's out there. Alan, John, can you tell me how Renardo Green, not reading the rest of that one. Let's see here. Bobo, hashtag 66, CC, and number six. I love it, man. That is awesome. So I wish Ronnie Bell could be traded, Rick. I really do. He said, possibility of trading Ronnie Bell to Harbaugh, ex-Michigan wide receiver. Yeah, maybe. They struck it. They have the worst wide receivers in the NFL. It's probably the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. Ladd McConkey's great. Quentin Johnson, just nope. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you get a seventh rounder. And that's what these trades are. It's just back into the roster swaps, pick swaps, whatever else. We'll see. We'll see what that looks like. Cap, I like this. Malik Collins throwing grown men around. He is the real deal. He only played in, I think it was six snaps, seven snaps, all preseason, Malik Collins. But man, he made him count. And yeah, that clip is pretty impressive, you know, just discarding two grown men over 300 pounds. Whew. I really do like it. He's awesome. What's up, Matthew? My man, RTP in the house. Appreciate you guys.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Ever feel like your blanket just can't keep up with you or the weather? Introducing the all-season Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket. Whether you're at the beach, on a hike, or cozying up around the fire pit, the Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket is your perfect companion. This new hooded blanket is super soft, ultra-portable, and stylish, too. It offers luxury comfort and warmth that goes wherever you go. Get your new Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket today. Available now in stores and online at MikiCouture.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Trade Bell and Thomas. Can't trade Thomas. His arm's broken for one conditional draft pick. Yeah, if you could, I'd be totally down for that. But can't trade injured players. They got to pass a physical. That almost never happens. So that's what it is. Right here, Helmet to Helmet 49ers podcast. Go check them out. Appreciate you watching. Did the NFLPA reject the two IR spots? No, they did not. So the two IR spots, that is there. And so let me go to, this was what, shout out to my man Juan Solis, my 53-man roster projection from our episode yesterday. He made this awesome graphic that just visually shows it. If you're, you know, listening to this podcast and not watching, you can go check out on Twitter at JL_Chapman. I posted the picture there if you want to see it, just what it looks like. And it kind of puts things into perspective. But I have our two IR to return spots as Kalia Davis, defensive lineman, John Feliciano, offensive lineman. Now, Pup, physically unable to perform, that's going to be Dre Greenlaw. That doesn't count as one of our two IR spots. That doesn't count as one of our 53 spots either. The trick is you have to start camp on Pup and you have to end camp on Pup. That's Dre Greenlaw. Now, the big one up in the air is Talanoa Hufanga. Because if Talanoa Hufanga, who they said they're going to activate, isn't activated, then he could be one of those Pup candidates as well. And you could slide a whole nother player onto the roster, that 53. The catch is, if you start on Pup or IR, you have to miss the first four games. Then the second part of that is, if you get brought back active, you only get eight. You get eight. Four, that's it. Players that you can bring off Pup or IR to play on the active roster. So, man, do we already have four, right? Like, that's scary. There's going to be more injuries. The good news is, another adjustment that they made to the roster rules, you get more options to bring players back if you make the playoffs, which the 49ers will be there. And so I'm just saying that's there. That is there. Willie Snead got cut. I guess that wasn't good enough to make Miami's roster either. Yeah, he got cut like way before roster cuts even. So it just doesn't make sense to be snippy on your way out of an organization. I understand being upset and taking things personally, but you got to understand the brotherhood that is 49ers coaching staffs. It carries weight. And I'm not saying don't be vocal, and I'm not saying players need to toe the company line. That's what I'm saying at all. I'm saying you're making things harder for yourself whenever you start doing that stuff like Jimmy G or like Willie Snead or Ray McLeod. If you're good enough, teams to put up with it. But if you're a bubble, anything that makes the head coach just go, that's all they need sometimes. So, deal with that what you will. Now, I do want to say, again, just real quick reminder, we're giving away two tickets to the 49ers at Levi's. This is the Week 3 SoFi game, Levi's South, which I'm so pumped about. Two tickets, section 236 with a pink tailgate parking pass. Go check that out. The49ersrush.com/Rams. You do have to put the WWW in front of that, or you can click the link in the video or description. All proceeds of this, it's one entry for $20 or three entries for $50. This comes out to be about $1,250, this package. All proceeds go to my buddy. His son got diagnosed with leukemia, age 2. And so we're trying to help with that as much as we can. Plus, man, somebody go on an awesome adventure, you know, experience. Watch the 49ers whip up on the Rams in SoFi. It's going to be awesome. If you have been to that stadium, got to go check it out. So help us out with that. One, it goes to a great cause. Two, man, you get two tickets and get to go tailgate at SoFi, which this is the only place you can tailgate there, the pink parking pass, which is almost as expensive as the tickets. So go check that out if you haven't yet. Again, everything goes there. We're not making a penny on this. Don't want a penny on this. This is just one of the things for the community that we want to do. So anyway, that's there. Right here, the 49ers. What's up, John? You see Patrick Taylor making the team, maybe on the practice squad. Cody Schrader could get poached. I don't think Cody Schrader is making this roster over all the other guys. Isaac Grando, not Jordan Mason, not Elijah Mitchell. I know a lot of people always want to see Elijah Mitchell gone. Kyle Shanahan loves him, trusts him. And yeah, we might only get three or four games from Elijah Mitchell, but that's enough at his salary cap number. He's basically a free player. Then next year, he signs elsewhere. You might get a comp pick back from him. I doubt it. But the only way I see Patrick Taylor making this even practice squad is if Cody Schrader gets claimed elsewhere, which is a possibility. He's put up some good tape now. I like Cody Schrader. I really do. And in a perfect world, you'd keep him. But yeah, right here, helmet to helmet. I'd keep Breida on the practice squad, maybe. Maybe. The 49ers says Patrick Taylor had some nice runs. He's a physical back. He is. And he's good in the passing game. That's what's awesome. It's just how good he is there. Let's see here. Let's keep going through these questions. Logan, not going to lie. The game against the Jets feels like it's going to be a long one if we don't get quality edge depth. We don't have quality edge depth now. By far the biggest hole in the roster. That is compounded with the fact that Yetur Gross-Matos is now week to week, or 2 weeks from the game. Literally 2 weeks to the day. It's Monday. So he's week to week. You mean to tell me your number three guy's not going to be practicing? Good news is day to day for Leonard Floyd, not too concerned for him. But yeah, I mean, who the heck is number four? I think it's Robert Beal just because of the upside. But you got to promote Garvin, Alex Barrett, you know, some of those, Sam Mukwanu. If you can get them on your practice squad, great. But yeah, I am paying close attention to every single defensive end that's waived today. That is gigantic. Nick, appreciate you. He says, hit the like button. Yeah, support the show. It's free. We got 500 plus people watching right now. If you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button. Cost you nothing, helps us out. Hit that thumbs up button. Cost you nothing, helps us out. We'd appreciate it. And we're here all year. We go live pretty much every single day. We go to the games. We go to we hang out, all that kind of stuff. So if this is your first time with us, man, we appreciate you. But hit that subscribe button wherever you watch in or listen. Help us out. Help us out. Right here. Hey, John, you probably answered this. When is the official 53 roster due? 4 p.m. Eastern time Tuesday. That's 1 p.m. Pacific. Niners won't get it in by that time. They'll submit it to the NFL. But again, last year and the year before, the Niners were the last team to announce all of their roster cuts. I fully expect that tomorrow. And so with tomorrow, again, we usually do the John and Wayne show at 10. We're going to do later tomorrow to wait till the roster cuts are announced. So not quite sure when that comes out because the 49ers do not follow timelines. They really, really don't. Appreciate that, Kenny. Thanks a lot, man. Ronnie, he says, will Dobbs be number two? And will Cowing make the team? Cowing 100% is making this team, rookie Jacob Cowing. He's going to be the starting punt returner week one, which is bananas, but that's what's happening. And I ain't even mad about it because he's so damn good. Dobbs being quarterback two. I think he will at some part of this season. He might be quarterback two now. Here's my best way of explaining this. Dobbs is making this roster. We're keeping three quarterbacks, Ronnie, so you ain't got to worry about that. Here's what I would say. And this is one of those knock on wood, God forbid, you know, whatever. If for some reason our starting quarterback got injured during a game and we had to put in a player just kind of right off the bat, I would prefer Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I do this all the time. Josh Allen doesn't play on this team. Sorry, Brandon Allen, the other BA. Brandon Allen would be the quarterback I would want to put in because he runs the scheme exactly like Shanahan wants. So backup quarterbacks don't get a lot of snaps each week in practice. They don't. They just don't get reps with the ones. If you had to plug somebody in with the ones, I would want it to be Brandon Allen on a quick notice. However, here's the flip side of that coin. If for some reason we had a week plus notice that our quarterback was going to be out for one or two games, I would prefer it to be Josh Dobbs, quarterback two, if he had time to practice with the ones. Does that make sense? So impromptu, you're just subbing a quarterback in the middle of the game. I want Brandon Allen. If we've got time to prepare and get reps, Josh Dobbs has a much higher ceiling. Doesn't run the system near as good as Brandon Allen, who's been here for 2 years. So hopefully that makes sense. But again, that's just my opinion. I know a lot of people say Dobbs has already shown enough and Dobbs should be that guy. And all that stuff right here. Steve-O says you can trade injured players now. I mean, if the team signs off on the physical and all that kind of stuff, cool. But like Ambry Thomas, you're not going to trade for him. He's got a broken wrist. If you trade for him, he counts against your 53 right now. Why don't you just wait till the Niners put him on season-ending IR? Tell Ambry's agent, hey, request an injury settlement. That helps the Niners cap situation. Then he can sign with another team. Yeah, that's tampering, but guess what? Happens all the damn time in the NFL. Period. It's just what it is. All right, let's transition to this. Jose says, seeing the report that Trent is willing to miss games during his holdout makes me scared. We're all scared. The quote was, quote, until contract is adjusted, end quote, from Jeremy Fowler, who's been one of the guys that's kind of been ahead on this. You got to get the contract done. We're past training camp now, so it's time to get them back. We got 2 weeks. Got to get it done. It's a rough contract because the Niners did such a good job with the first contract, that six-year deal that Trent Taylor, like, you can't add years because Trent Taylor's still got 3 years left on his contract. It's different with CMC, who's like 28. Man, you've got Trent Williams signed through 38 years old. You can't add years to fudge the numbers and all that. And he's already got a giant void year already built on. So that's where it's kind of like, this is where they're struggling. You got to get it done. The Trent Williams thing's frustrating. And I fully assume Trent Williams would get done before Brandon Ayuk. Now I don't know. Now I do not know. I'm trying to get to some of these Trent Williams comments. I appreciate everybody. Oh, we got a Appreciate you, Nathan. Appreciate the super chat. I was behind on the chat. I didn't see it. Who else is nervous? Mason will get doghoused again. He stepped up his game, but if Elijah Mitchell is healthy and practice for a full week or two, Elijah Mitchell probably going to be the running back too. When Elijah Mitchell's injured, Jordan Mason's going to be the running back too. That's okay. Mason's going to get his chance next year. Elijah Mitchell ain't coming back next year. that's just me. Papa J, appreciate you, man. He says, 49ers not signing Brandon or Trent makes me wonder if the Niners are really in for a Super Bowl ring or just wanting to stay relevant. No, they're in for a Super Bowl ring. Look at what they did in the draft. You extended CMC. You extended Juwan Jennings. You've done deals that say we're serious about now. But you can't lose all the contract negotiations. And the owner, maybe that is a question for York. The owner has to sign off on guaranteed money. That is an owner issue. That is not a John Lynch. That is not a Kyle Shanahan. That is a York only. They have to pay that because guaranteed money has to be paid up front in escrow. So as soon as a player signs a deal, let's say for $150 million guaranteed, I'm just throwing that number out there. I don't think anybody's going to sign that for the Niners. $100 million guaranteed, whatever. The owner has to transition and deposit that in an escrow account. Boom, when it's signed. So you talk about all the guaranteed money that's out there already. Brock Purdy next year. You see what I'm saying? That the only question, and I don't know. And you know, I'm not one of those guys that sucks up to the owners. I'll never be that guy. I can't believe, yeah, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but whatever. That's a York question. And Kyle Shanahan can't say, come on, man. Can't do that. It's the owner that has to do that. You got to make the cap numbers work, but the guaranteed numbers, that's a York issue. So we have no idea what that looks like or whatever. So I'll just leave it at that. Nick says at this point, trade Trent. God, no. We did get him for a third and fifth, which was awesome. But yeah, we'll see here. Right here, Lee. Niners need to protect themselves if Trent retires. Yeah, you can't add more years. Like you have three more years signed. You got to up the guaranteed money. But you got to work. That's a tough deal to redo. I wish it was as easy as just adding a bunch of years and whatever else to it. You just can't do that. And yeah, right here. It always takes two sides. I think the biggest reason why the Ayuk deal is where it is, you know, early on, everybody was like, man, why didn't we sign Ayuk to an extension before the draft? Well, it turns out the 49ers offered him that deal before the draft, before all those other wide receivers. Ayuk said no. All right, well, why don't you just trade him? Well, yeah, the Patriots offering $32 million a year. Ayuk said no. You got a trade work out with the Browns where you get Amari Cooper in a second, and they're paid close to $30 million. Ayuk said no. Like, it's not always on the 49ers. I know that's easy. And, like, I get all these emails about, man, why don't we sign Diamador Lenore to an extension now before it's super expensive? Diamador Lenore and his agent said, no, we want to play out this year and test the free agency. It don't matter what the Niners do. And so sometimes you get players that want to be here and are willing to, you know, take that money and whatever else, but that's not the reality all the time. It's just not there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated.
CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I don't know. Right here, Dave says, I know York isn't hurting for cash. Yeah, not even painting the end zones during. He's gripping money big time. It's funny, you know, we go to all the training camp practices and it's hot. They don't sell any concessions or anything, but they put water out. The cups get smaller and smaller every year. And like, they literally are giving out like thimbles for water. Like, they're scripting money, man. Raising prices on parking, raising prices on tickets, raising prices on concessions, raising prices on everything. But he ain't hurting for money, though. And there ain't no doubt about that. It's just like, come on, man. Put that out there. Put that out there. Anyway, I'm not talking about Dan Orlovsky. That dude drives me nuts. Just absolutely not. Terrible content. Like the idea of the content, but no, that dude's sleazeball. Corey, appreciate the super chat. Thank you so much. He said, this is wildly unpopular viewpoint, but there will be a different quarterback starting for the 49ers in 2025. Call it clairvoyance. Man, I disagree strongly. Shanahan is in love with this dude. Now, crazy things happen. And yeah, that contract's going to be a fun one next year, but I ain't focusing on that one. I ain't even touching that one. Right here, Anthony, can we force a trade of Brandon Ayuk to a bad team? Yes. But you've got to look at the Hassan Reddick situation, right? What the Jets happened. It's an absolute embarrassment where you agree to trade a player who requested a trade. Usually you get the deal done beforehand. And so Brandon Ayuk publicly put out there, I'm not going to New England. Don't care. No. So y'all can trade for me. I will not sign an extension. This looks bad. You saw Stephon Diggs do the same thing. You saw who's the Antonio Brown do the same thing to the Bills. And like, this is where, sadly, BA's never, you know, as much as a knucklehead as those guys. He's a team player, quiet, whatever else. But like, this is the territory he's entering into where he is publicly nixing trades. It's just, there's not a lot of wide receivers that do that. You can force it. You can force him to play on the fifth year option, but then he's, I'm not playing. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. Whatever else. Yeah. I don't know, man. Look at CPL. He says, whoa, sensible, logical, and knowledgeable football talk. This is crazy. We're not the clickbait people, CPL. That's not who we is. Not who we're going to be ever. We are here, a former coach. We watch film. We talk film. We're not a hot take thing, and I hope I never get sniped as a hot take, whatever, but that's okay. It just, we're not going to do that. That's just not who we are. And yeah, anti-49ers comments are welcome in the chat. That's totally cool. As long as you're not attacking people, you're welcome here. That's basically it. We got our moderators and all that stuff, but we're here for a good conversation, positive community. Kids watch this show. And so we're going to keep it that way. So as long as we keep things cool and we're not attacking humans, man, all welcome. Anti-Niner takes, always welcome. Daryl, appreciate you, man. Good to see you. What's up, Big Papa? Appreciate you, brother. Always appreciate you. Oh, we even got Rusty in the chat. What's up, man? He's joining late. If he sits this year, this will become a non-year. Yes, so players have to play 6 games to be vested for that year to accrue. That's the language in the NFLPA and CBA agreement, right? So 6 games. So could Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams sit out games? Yes, they 100% could. Brandon Ayuk does not have the luxury that Trent Williams has. Trent Williams has made, I think it's like $170+ million in his NFL career already. $170 million+. That dude could miss a couple million-dollar paychecks. Now, I don't know why you would, but he could. Brandon Ayuk has made $12 million. You see the difference? $12 million. $12 million. They are not the same. So, yes, Brandon Ayuk could sit out 100%. However, his contract, he gets almost $1 million a game for every game he plays. That $14.1 million divided by 17 comes out to like, I don't know, $800,000, whatever. He makes more per game than Brock Purdy makes the whole year. Like, do you see? Do you see? It's a little bit different. So Ayuk could say, look, man, I'm sitting out the first three games, and then I'll play my six games, and I might sit out again. How's that going to help his contract in the future with other teams? It's different when Chris Jones can do that. Last year, he sat out the first game, then got his contract worked out. Trent Williams could do that. I don't think Brandon Ayuk could do that. I don't think Trent Williams is doing another contract after this with another team. I don't think Chris Jones is doing another contract, and that's 3 years down the road. Brandon Ayuk, if he sits out, has to do a contract with another team next year. And he's already nixed like three teams. So he's killing his own market as is. However you handle this, your money, whatever, Brandon Ayuk. And I hope you get paid. I hope you get all that money because you're a damn good player and you're my son's favorite player. Like, I'm with you. But you bring all this drama and emotion and theatrics and you're doing video calls saying they don't want you. You invited all this criticism. Nick Bosa never got this criticism. Why? Because that dude just kept his mouth shut. Niners didn't say anything. Bosa didn't say anything. That's all it was. Debo, he opened this door. You're doing the Debo role. The playbook, whatever, this is what you're going to, this is what happens. I want you to get paid. So do Niners fans. They do too. But if you sit out and you don't get your six full games, so let's say Brandon Ayuk sits out three games, right? Then he's like, okay, I'm going to start playing. Then he gets hurt. Guess what? 2025 will be Brandon Ayuk's fifth year option again. And you mean to tell me you don't think Shanahan is stubborn enough to say, you know what, that twisted ankle doesn't look good. I think we're going to put you on season-ending IR. We'll see how you look in the playoffs, maybe. You mean to tell me you don't think Kyle Shanahan's that stubborn? I think he is. And so, I don't know, man. Yeah, the shade thrown at Brock, whatever he's talking about, other quarterbacks, didn't like that. I don't like a lot of it. I don't follow grown men's social media. That's never going to be on my perimeter. I don't like that stuff. But whatever, you're posting those videos. I get them emailed to me all the time. I got to watch them. It's what it is. Dave says, why are wide receivers always more dramatic than other positions? The rule is, I think this is the Keyshawn Johnson rule, right? The further away from the ball, the more drama goes on. It's like that in high school. Whenever I coached, it was like that too. The divas were always wide receivers and corners. It's just what it is. Closer to the ball, the more calm things are. That's just what it is. But, I mean, Trent's kind of in the same situation as Ayuk, but Trent's been through this. And again, he's got $170 million in his bank account. He's doing all right. He don't want to practice anyway. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, right here, Invader. Shanahan, the back doesn't look right to me. Got to sit down. We know he always operates in the gray area of 40 or NFL roster ethics. Shanahan, he'll do what it takes. Right here, Tom, appreciate you, man. Says if Ayuk doesn't sign, you can't hamstring your cap by overpaying. He's under contract. Yeah, that $14.1 million is guaranteed for injury. He doesn't have an injury currently. We'll see. And I don't like this conversation. I don't like this. I always want to be pro player. And I hope most of my takes are, because they're always all my takes are almost always against the owners. I don't care about the owners. I really, really don't. They're billionaires, whatever else, whatever. I care about Brandon Ayuk. I want that to go well. Hopefully it does. I really, really do. Now, if you're just joining us, I want to update on the – I'm going to update check just NFL news real quick. But before we do, man, if you're betting this year, Gosh, this is 6 years in a row we've been with MyBookie. Come join us. We've got a great track record. Let's do it. We are back, baby. Year six with MyBookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about MyBookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Shout out to my man Anthony. Says, can I do MyBookie in California? Yes, you can. I live in California. You do it everywhere. So go check it out. Yeah, it's awesome. It is absolutely incredible. Big Papa, my man. He says, thanks. I missed the part. Have anybody been cut yet? Only two. Matt Breida and wide receiver Jontre Kirkland. That is it. You know, I keep refreshing and just checking to make sure all news and all that stuff. But right now, just a lot of rumors out there. That's about it. And this is where Kyle comes in. He says, I heard this morning Gray and Bell are on the trade block. Not surprising. Yeah, they are. The 49ers have a lot of players that won't be coming back. In the wide receiver room, you kept all your studs. Ayuk pending, right? But theoretically, he's still here. You extended Juwan Jennings. Debo's still under contract for next year. We'll see how that pans out. But then you add a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick. The fourth-round picks looked awesome. There's just fewer spots, right? This is the opportunity cost to keeping the guys your starters and adding new draft picks. So guys like Danny Gray, who was a third-round pick that just can't put it together, but his speed is elite speed. There is room on other teams that would like him. Now, Ronnie Bell, I don't think so. He's a late seventh-round pick who's got bad NFL tape, bad preseason tape. Outside of Jim Harbaugh, I don't even think a trade for him is even possible. But we'll see. And I hope all these guys land somewhere. You root for people. I don't want them on the 49ers team. But just because that. And so, some of these guys, like Cameron Latu, who's improved. But again, that was a third-round pick last year. So, you cut Cameron Latu, you don't get him back. He's gone. That's just kind of the way it goes. The back end of the roster guys, these seventh round undrafted free agent guys that get cut, a lot of times they come back. Juwan Jennings was undrafted free agent, got cut. No, he was seventh round pick, I think. Sorry about that. No disservice to Juwan. He was cut. He came back. We got him back. Some of the back end guys that are seventh or undrafted free agents, those are guys you get back. These top end, third, fourth, fifth round picks that get cut, you're not getting those guys back. And so, Tatum Bethune, where's he fit in that? He's a late round pick. Jared Kingston, where's he fit in that? Sixth round pick, put up good tape. I don't think you get him back. And again, if I go back to, just what we put out, I've got a lot of these guys staying. I've got Kingston making this roster. I think he's earned that. I do not have Cameron Latu on this roster. And probably the biggest difference between me and Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, They love Latu for his upside in the passing game. Obviously, run blocking is just abysmal. It's as bad as can be. But we'll see. And again, you know, flip that on the other side, fifth round pick, Robert Beale Jr., who's had a terrible preseason. I got him making this roster for no other reason than the 49ers just have no depth at defensive end. It's the worst position on our team. And that now your starters are immaculate. Nick Bosa and Leonard Floyd, that is a top five pairing in the NFL, and it ain't close for just for defensive ends. It's just after that, the cliff drops off. Man, it's what it is. It's what it is. Yeah, the DFF conversation. I need to apologize. It became very apparent to me that I am beyond negative whenever I watch my tape. And if you haven't watched our tape, the49ersrush.com, every single offensive play, defensive play, special teams play, coaches tape, all 22, last 3.5 years. As soon as you sign up, you get it all. I break down every single play. I don't like DFF as a linebacker. He's pretty good as a special teams or special teamer, but I apologize for the negativity that I brought to that name. That's not what I'm doing. And I do think he's got a fully guaranteed contract, DFF does, right at $2 million. If he gets cut, he's going to get claimed, probably by the Jets. Yeah, he's so bad. As a linebacker, not a special teamer. Big Papa says, keep Kingston. I like him, man. I really do like this kid. He showed out a couple times. I don't think he's ready. I don't think Kingston should play this year. I think Kingston goes into the Nick Sekel player pathway program where he's on the 53, but he's just a healthy scratch every single game for a year plus. Just let him grow. Let him grow. I like Kingston. I really, really do. And with all the guards on expiring contracts, that's huge too. Because Banks, last year of his deal, John Feliciano, who's on IR to return probably. That's not official yet. Last year of his deal. Ben Bartsch, last year of his deal. Like, you've got a lot of guys on the last year of their deal. Kingston could be one of those guys that steps in next year in that spot. Yeah, I would like that. Logan, I hope D-Winner's injury isn't severe. I do too. Because our two IR to return spots are filled with Kalia Davis and John Feliciano. And D. Winters is not one of those IR stash for the year guys. I could see that happening to Ambry Thomas. D. Winters we need, especially with Dre Greenlaw out. Lee, how could Latu be trusted to play in an NFL game? You'd have to only put him out there in passing situations right now. You couldn't put him out there in any other situation. Special teams, not a high effort guy. Passing situations only against heavy zone defensive teams. Dude can't play against man yet. He's at his best against zone. But it's not like the guys ahead of him are amazing. Braden Willis and Jake Tonjes, those are kind of the tight end three and fours for me. They're solid run blockers. And they do exactly what they're supposed to do almost all the time. Now, Braden Willis from the fullback spot, yeah, I think we found out in the preseason that ain't it. He's a tight end only. Jake Tonjes from the fullback spot. Is that enough to promote him over some of those other guys? Ooh, I don't know. Maybe. What's up, Juan? He says, Zekel, the godfather. He's in here, man. I love it. Rusty says, you know, Latu is out. Fear of contact is a problem. The fear of contact and just not knowing the plays. That's the thing that gets me about Latu. Like, this is your second year, bro. Know the plays. Know the motions. Know when you're on and off the line and quit blocking people into the run and play. Anyway, that's a rough one. I don't like that one. Oh, here we go. The Niners just tweeted out the following roster moves. I'm opening it. And it says, here we go. The following players have been released, Matt Breida and Keyshawn Vaughn. And the following players have been waived. The only difference between a release and a waive, waived means teams can claim you in the order of the draft, right? So last year's rankings until the second game's played. These players have been waived. Punter, Presley Harvin III. Offensive line, Lewis Kidd. Wide receiver, Jontre Kirkland. So that is five players that have now been released or waived or cut, which is not an official, you know, term that the 49ers have used. But any of the punter competition that you guys thought was going on, and I told you it wasn't. It's not. Presley Harvin's been released, but he might get picked up somewhere. He put up a really, really good one. Isaac Alacon is not a third round pick. I love it, though. He's played well. He's our international pathway player. So when Isaac Alacon gets released, we get him back on the practice squad for free. He's an extra player for us, which is awesome. And he's looked pretty good. I ain't going to lie. Look at Ty. What's up, brother Ty? He says, Presley Harvin III, boo. Yeah, he's been good. So Lewis Kidd, offensive lineman, wide receiver Jontre Kirkland, punter Presley Harvin, running back Keyshawn Vaughn, running back Matt Breida. All of those are the most recent roster moves that are announced. That's five, right? So you go from 90 to 85. We got to get to 53. You see what I'm saying? You got a lot more guys to go. We're really, really close. Now, again, so here's the process for Isaac Alacon, who, great offensive tackle, conversion, played some D-line for the Cowboys. He had some good tape. You cut him. If he clears waivers, you add him to the practice squad for free. He's not even a practice squad player. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you cut him, somebody else claims him on their 53, then you lose him. But I don't think so. I don't think we're going to be able to keep him right here. Miguel says, man, I hope we get Harvin back on the practice squad. I don't think they'll put a punter on the practice squad. I just don't see it. I think punters and kickers are interchangeable unless you're a top 3-5 guy. We don't have a top 3 or 5 guy. Jake Moody ain't. He could be. The talent is there, but you just pick up kickers off the freaking UFL. I know he missed one of those kicks, but whatever. He's pretty damn good. Punters, Mitch is close to a top 5 guy. He was close. Wasn't quite top 5 last year, but right here. Why would they cut Lewis Kidd? They signed him to a 1-year deal. Everybody's on a deal. I don't think that he had any. Let me see here. Let me just check the contract table on what these guys had, because I don't think either one of those guys, Lewis Kidd, had 0 guaranteed money. 0. Isaac Alacon, who we talked about, 0 guaranteed dollars. None. You go to the running back, and the money usually tells you a story. You want to know the two running backs who had 0 guaranteed dollars on their contracts? Matt Breida and Keyshawn Vaughn. The money matters. Guaranteed money matters. And so that's just kind of what it is. I appreciate you, Dre Area. So smash that like button. Yeah, hit that like button for us, man. That helps us out considerably. So thank you for that. Now, if you guys are going to any 49ers games, man, you got to come party with us. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're going to be in Minnesota for the first away game. I cannot wait. We have rented out probably the coolest venue in all of Minnesota. It's Crave Downtown Rooftop Party. It's absolutely incredible. About 350 spots. We're going to sell out. So if you're going to Minnesota, if you know a Niners fan that is, all Niners party, the amount of giveaways we got, trivia, all kids are welcome. Kids get in free. Now, to rent out these venues on a Saturday night during college football season, it's not cheap. So we do have to charge at the door. But you can get your tickets, which are cheaper than when you pay at the door. And again, it's probably going to sell out like it did last year. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Obviously, we're going to have a killer tailgate right next to the stadium, which is incredible. All you can eat, all you can drink. Alcohol included, all that stuff. Kids get in free. Obviously, they can't drink alcohol, but you have to pay for those tickets up front, and the prices only go up. So right now, it's the cheapest that they will be. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And if you can't make it to Minnesota, we're going to be at Seattle. We're going to be at Tampa Bay. We're going to be at Buffalo. We're going to be at Arizona this year. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Or you can just go to the 49ersRush.com as well. That's where that is. Big Papa. He says, John, you doing any home games? Not currently. We've got a couple irons in the fire, but I'm never going to do anything again on 49ers territory. They're just very difficult to work with. I respect them, and I love the team. I love the players, all that stuff. But just they have a completely different goal than what we have, and that's okay. It's not a bad thing. So we do have some stuff out there, but nothing right now that I can announce for the home games. And I apologize for that. What I wanted, but yeah, you take that however you would like to deal with that. Rusty He says, Minnesota was awesome. Last year, your tailgate was epic. Yeah, we had a good time, Rusty. That was a lot of fun. We don't miss. Oh, what's here, Captain? Go to see you at Seattle again. 100%, my friend. Can't wait. We've got like back-to-back years with picks together. We got to keep that rolling, my man. That's just what it is. So, real quick, let's go back. The new roster moves, nothing significant. There hasn't been one of those that's been cut yet that's like, ooh, this what hurts. I don't think that that's taken place. And again, cut down doesn't finalize. The final due date is 4 p.m. Eastern Tuesday. So one more day from now, we'll see how that goes. But this has been fun. I really, really appreciate you guys. If you haven't caught our roster countdown series, go over to our YouTube channel. Just type in 49ers Rush. We did a full episode on all 91 players on the 49ers roster. Full episode on all of them. Just finished recording number 7. We got 6 more. But if there's a player that you see that you don't know about, you want to learn more about, man, everybody's talking about D Winners. Just type in D Winners countdown. It's the first video that pulls up. Or if you want to know about Robert Beal Jr., who's going to probably make this roster, go check that out. Everything that we do here is about community building and education, positivity, right? Now, we're not just homers all the time. You've heard a lot of critiques this episode. But if you're new, we're here every single day. Hit that subscribe button. We appreciate you guys. Y'all are the absolute best. Thank you for allowing me to have this job. But that's going to do it for us here. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Want to say thanks for supporting today's show. And to take us out, we're going to go to a new song from Keyman.
Scratch that. just as soon. And I know I lost a lot of people there. CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys just agreed to a contract. This 100% affects Brandon Ayuk because now him and Ja'Marr Chase are the only wide receivers without deals. 4-year, $136 million deal. Makes him the second highest paid quarterback just behind Justin Jefferson. The deal includes a $38 million signing bonus. That is the most ever. I do want to look at the contracts for the other wide receivers. Just whenever I thought I was out, they pull me back in, and I ain't even mad about it. One, this is great news because somebody got paid, you know, generational wealth, and so I freaking love that. That is awesome. Now, the total guaranteed money, that's what I'm going to have to see. I don't think we have those numbers yet. He got a $38 million signing bonus. I don't know if we're going to get the signing bonus. What did Justin Jefferson get? His signing bonus, was how much? Here we go. I'm pulling it up right now. $37.4 million. Man, CD got $38 million. So his signing bonus is $600,000 more. I love how petty NFL players are. Like, he just passed them, right? Justin Jefferson had a $140 million deal. CeeDee Lamb got $136. That's crazy to me. I don't put CeeDee Lamb in the Justin Jefferson realm at all. At all. There is a big difference from a wide receiver that wins all the time outside against press man coverage and a wide receiver that wins all the time in the slot. Now, I'm not saying CeeDee Lamb's a bad wide receiver. I think it's Justin Jefferson by himself. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, giant gap. And CeeDee Lamb wouldn't even be next on that next list for me. He's down there as well. So you're looking at the contracts. Ja'Marr Chase, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, Haason Reddick. Those are the four kind of holdout players. I know Ja'Marr Chase practiced for the first time yesterday. Being a slot wide receiver is not a bad thing. It's just CeeDee Lamb's incredible. He's incredible. Is he better than Ayuk? He deserves more money than he does, for sure. But I don't know. I don't know if Ayuk's – I don't think this adjusts the 49ers' offer. It might adjust what Brandon Ayuk wants in return. But again, I always use this analogy. I want to go on a date with Scarlett Johansson. Doesn't mean Scarlett Johansson wants to go on a date with me. Doesn't mean my wife's going to let me go on a date with her, right? So therefore, it's a joke. I don't really want to. Maybe I do, but I'm not going to. It doesn't matter what Ayuk wants at this point. You've already turned down $32 million with the Patriots. You've already turned down $30 million with the Browns. What are you going to do there? What are you going to do? So, I like this CD equals Jennings. Not quite. But just another one of those things that moves. Does this make the negotiations with Ayuk any easier? It does not. It doesn't. This is where we are. And so, man, the world just keeps on turning. And Ayuk just keeps on sitting. We will see. And okay, and let's, you know, this is something I didn't want to talk about, but why not? We're past an hour. We can have some fun. So if you don't want to listen to Ayuk speculation, that's cool. I don't know how many people tell you you can stop listening or watching, but let's do some Ayuk speculation. So if this is not your jam, just tune into the next show. It's not my jam. Anyway, let me just say this. All right. You had Johan Dotson get traded for a third round pick, interdivision trade, which is weird. I really think the Eagles totally got fleeced in that deal. But obviously, Brandon Ayuk has been campaigning to be traded to Washington because his best friend's the quarterback. I understand that. Don't crap on Brock Purdy, who's getting you paid, by the way. Your two career years were with Brock Purdy at quarterback. But whatever. Let's say you want to trade him there. Now, here's the complications. 49ers don't like doing interconference trades. Washington NFC, 49ers NFC. All the trade speculation has been Patriots AFC, right? Browns AFC, Pittsburgh AFC. You want to get him away from you. Shanahan believes in that. And he's talked about that a few times in regards to Jimmy Garoppolo and other trades and whatever. Look at who we trade. We trade Matt Breida to the Dolphins AFC. We trade Jeff Wilson to the Dolphins AFC. We trade, who are some other guys that we have traded really away? We traded away. The only trade I could think interconference was Quan Alexander to the Saints, which we got a fifth round pick for, which was a fleece. We used that to get D'Amador Lenore. But anyway, you want to trade him out of conference. Now, on top of that, Adam Peters, your protege, is now there. That's a negative. You don't want a fast one being pulled over on top of you. I'm sorry. Ego is gigantic when it comes to the 49ers organization and coaching in general. Again, I coached for over a decade. Ego is huge. Image is huge. You don't want somebody pulling a fast one over on you. So the question then turns to, what is it that we want in this situation? What would it take for Washington in this deal to get done? Here's what I personally believe. I think it's going to take either a first-round pick, which there's no way Adam Peters is going to trade away a first-round pick on a rebuilding team that I think has a bottom-five roster. I think that first-round pick is going to be top seven next year. So if Washington would give me their first-round pick next year, now this doesn't help you out this year. I understand that. But now you could go be proactive and trade second, third, fourth rounders for talent now or at the trade deadline, right? That's going to be a top 10 pick. Commanders, worst offensive line in football with one of the worst play callers in football behind a rookie quarterback that takes too many hits in college. Come on, man. And I like Dan Quinn as a coach, but that defense ain't great. Yeah, they've got some good D-line pieces, whatever else. It's not a good team. It is. And the division's tough. And I know the Giants aren't good because of Daniel Jones, but the Giants have a roster. They have one of the best defensive lines. They've got a playmakers like that. Giants have a roster. Washington does not. That is a bad team with bad coaches running the offense. They might get off to a hot start like Cliff Kingsbury always does, but we always know how Cliff Kingsbury is. You couldn't win in the Big 12 with Patrick Mahomes. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Anyway, I'm betting under. I'm betting under big on Washington Commanders this year. We'll see how that goes. But so you give us a first-round pick. Now, it doesn't help us this year, but then you could trade for other players, right? Not ideal. Or you get Terry McLaurin in a second or a third-round pick. I'd want a second. Probably Terry in the third would be the offer. I don't know why Washington would do that. I don't think Terry McLaurin is that much worse than Brandon Ayuk. Plus, they paid Terry McLaurin all this guaranteed money. So to trade Terry McLaurin whenever you have all that guaranteed money that's already been paid. He had $35 million guaranteed on a $69 million deal. Nice. That money's gone. Like, it's out the door. So, like, if they trade him, let me pull this up. Like, it would only cost the 49ers $18.5 million this year, $19 million next year to get Terry McLaurin. They're, like, sign me up. Like, so the Washington Commanders would eat all that guaranteed money, then have to pay Brandon Ayuk on top of that. And then guess what? They're still in the same situation where they don't have a great receiving room. Dyami Brown's their quarterback two, or their wide receiver two. McCaffrey's little brother, he's not even taking the starting reps at slot. It's that Olamichius Zaccheaus dude. I know I mispronounced his name. I'm so sorry. He's their wide receiver three. It doesn't make sense. So you have to, it has to make sense for Ayuk. He said he wants to go there. Has to make sense for the 49ers. The only way I'm doing that, first round pick or McLaurin in second. Then it has to make sense for the Commanders. Commanders have said they're out of this for a long time. Yeah, they just picked up an extra third. You want to give me 2/3 in Terry McLaurin? Okay, let's talk. And I know everybody's like, third round picks, ooh. Yeah, we sucked at most of them, but third round picks also turned into Fred Warner, Jair Brown, and Dominique Pooney. So yeah, there's some misses, but there's some hits. So what are you going to do? You guys in the chat, tell me, would you prefer Washington's first round pick next year? Again, that's going to be a top 10 pick. Or would you prefer McLaurin in a second or McLaurin in 2/3? What would you want there? We got $100 million for CD, I see in the chat. Let me refresh. I know I went off on my Washington take. I usually don't do shows like this. I'm not seeing the total guaranteed money. I'm seeing the $34 million per year. That's way more than they should have paid for him. But he's their entire offense. Yeah, $100 million guaranteed. Reported by Tom Pelissero. Good Lord. Did he get more than Justin Jefferson? I think he did. If I could spell his name. There we go. Here we go. Justin Jefferson. How much guaranteed did he get? Fully guaranteed, $88 million. Holy cow. He got more guaranteed. And that was an anomaly. So now if you're doing this, back to the Jed York thing, man, that is crazy he got that much. Whew. Good for him, man. I love seeing people get paid. And none of that money going into my account. But whew, guaranteed money just went up. York hates guaranteed money. He hates it. So if this affects, I don't think that it affects, you know, Brandon Ayuk's average per year. I think that's going to come in 28.5. The guaranteed money, that might affect it. And that's going to hurt York. Obviously, he's a billionaire. His family's billionaires, whatever else. But, like, let's go back to what y'all's answers are. Yeah, Seattle. Alex says, I prefer Ayuk. So do I. Tim says, I'll take Scary Terry in the third rounders. Rick says first rounder. Hugo says first rounder. Let's see. Ty says, give me that first round pick. The first round pick would be the tackle of the future or a defensive end next to Bosa long term. That's what it would be. The question, we can never draft offensive tackles because they're just not there. The quality's not there at the end of the first round. And you could disagree with that, but that's what Shanahan and John Lynch have said. We're not going to take somebody there just because we'd rather take a starter elsewhere. You get a top 10 pick, you're going to get your pick of a defensive end or a tackle, premium position that you don't get at 31. You don't get at that back end. Rick says, take the first rounder. We could trade a second or third for a decent receiver by week 5 or 6. Yeah, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. Scary Terry in a second says, Shui. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. Awesome name, by the way. Saving money by playing Zeke at running back, considering talking about. Yeah, that's right. That's what they're doing. Bronson says trade for a DT or D end. That's not in the books. Juan says first rounder. Whew, man, life comes at you fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, it'll pass you by. The great Ferris Bueller. What's up, man? Anyway, and for the second time, for the second time today, let's end this show We'll see what's happened. News is going to be coming out the next 24 hours. John and Wayne show is going to be later tomorrow. I want to wait till the roster comes out so that we can finish that show and go from there. You guys are incredible. Thanks for sticking with me for a little extra part two show. You are the best. Subscribe to the show, man. We do this every day. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Want to say thanks for supporting today's show. And to take us out, we're going to go to a new song from Key Man. You know what it is.
The quest don't stop. 49 to faithful when the rest don't fly. Riding for the team that we love on God. We gon' lift them up till they up on time.
Till we up on time.
Since 46, keys on to the stick, we been in the mix. Take it to the zone, we been striking gold. That 49 away, winning Super Bowls. So many legends, it's a Hall of Fame.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.